How you doing there? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're starting Daf Mem Vav, the 46 of Masechta Bava Metzia. Friends, today we are continuing to talk about Kinyan Chalifin, specifically about using money for Chalifin. Super interesting stuff. We started talking yesterday about the sugya of matbeya naisa chalifin. Can the coin be like the thing that you use for the chalifin? Like instead of a pen or a yarmulke or something, can you use a coin? Says machlekes Rav and Levi. One opinion says yes. One opinion says no. Now, here we go. This is going to be a gevaldige daf. Bava Metzia is the best. All right, let's go. So I'm going to start in Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, about five lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Poppe. Oh, so says Rav Poppe. Afilu Mando Omer Ein Matbeya Naiseh Chalifin. So even according to the opinion who says that you can't use a coin in place of a pen, okay, for Chalifin, right? When I say a pen, I mean like, for example, right, like when you go to sell your chometz, so the rabbi gives you a pen, you pick up the pen, and then he gets your chometz, right? Right, or at a chasana, at the chasana tish, when he, with the tanoim, he picks up a pen, right? A pen is like a classic thing that's used for like kinyan chalifin, right? Reuven picks up the pen, Shimon gets his stuff. All right. Reuven gets a pen, Shimon gets a house. All right. Great. Now, the interesting thing is that I think generally in the Kinyan Chalifin, you give it back, right? I wonder if that hasn't yet come up in the Gemara. I'm curious, like, where it talks about that. Like, you know, when the rabbi gives you his pen, he expects that you give it back to him. So, like, how does that exactly work? Because if I made a Kinyan, like, what's that Kinyan kind of about? Why do you always give it back? Like, when I go to sell my chometz and the rabbi gives me the pen, can I be like, yo, thanks? Like, it's mine now? Like, what? How does that work? Like, is it just like in general, like Kinyan Chalifin, like it's just expected that like you give it back? Like, so I wonder if the Gemara is going to talk about that. But anyways, Babylon. Oh gosh, darn it. So even if you hold that you can't use a coin in place of a pen. But me abed hu delo ovid chalifin aknu ye miknu ba chalifin. So you can't use a coin like as the chalifin thing, but you can acquire money via chalifin, right? So for example, if I want to give you $1,000 as a gift, right? I could say, look, give me your pen, and I pick up the pen, and then my money goes to you, and you just got $1,000. Good trade. I pick up a pen, you get $1,000. So you can't use the, you know, money in lieu. I think you can use in lieu. I don't really know how in lieu works. Maybe in lieu is like a Kinyan Chalifin. Yeah, in lieu is like a Chalifin thing. In lieu of, no, it's not like a Chalifin thing. Wow. I probably just confused everybody on some level. But anyways, what was I saying? You can't use money in lieu of a pen. Let's just assume that makes sense. But you know, you can use the pen to acquire money, right? So if I want to give you $1,000, I say, look, give me a pen. I pick up the pen. You get $1,000. All right, fine. Now, Amar Papa says, Papa, I feel the man do Amar in matbei naise chalifin. Even according to opinion, it says that you can't use a coin as the chalifin thingy. Okay, so you can't use money as the chalifin thingy, but aknuye miknu ba chalifin, but you can, right? But money can be the thing that is acquired via the chalifin, right? One guy picks up a pen, the other guy gets money. Midahava apeir l'Rav Nachman, just like Paris, according to Rav Nachman, right? We're going to see it later on today's daf. We're going to see it on tomorrow's daf. That Rav Nachman says, right? Because of course we learn out Kinyan Chalifin from Boyaz in Sefer Rus, in Megillas Rus. And there they use the shoe. So a shoe is a vessel. So if Nachman takes that literally and says only vessels can be used for chalifin, but not peiris. Peiris is anything that isn't the vessel, not like an animal, for example, right? An animal you can't use for a kinyan chalifin according to Rav Nachman, as is going to come up later on in today's Gemara. But an animal can be acquired via chalifin, right? So I could say, here, give me your pen, and I pick up your pen, and now you get my cow, right? So just like Rav Nachman says, while a cow cannot be the chalifin thingy, it can be acquired via chalifin, so oichit money. Money can't be the chalifin thingy, but it can be acquired via chalifin. This is the best stuff. This is the best. This is the best. Right? So, midah hava a parallel of Nachman, just like peiris according to Rav Nachman, parallel of Nachman. Because when it comes to peiris, i.e. non-kalim, according to Rav Nachman, lav, is it not that afagav de inu lo'avde chalifin, even though peiris can't be the chalifin thingy, aknuye miknu ba chalifin, but you can nonetheless, you can acquire fruits via chalifin, right? You can acquire a cow via chalifin. One guy picks up a pen, the other guy gets a cow. Good trade. So tivanami, so the zelbazach by a coin lo shna, it's the same inyan, right? You can't use it as the chalifin thingy, but you can acquire it via chalifin. Meisve, we have a kasha. Ho ho. Hoyo. Omid Bagerin, if you have Reuven, and Reuven is in a granary, and in that granary is Meiser Sheni. Ho ho. Now, of course, Meiser Sheni, you can be Mechal onto money. The thing is that when you're Mechal Meiser Sheni onto money, you have to add a chomish. So if it's 100, a chomish of course is a quarter. So if it's $100 worth of Meiser Sheni, so when you are mechal it onto money, you're not mechal it onto $100, you're mechal it onto $125. So the thing is, you can get out of it though. You can get out of it. How do you get out of it? Well, there's a loophole. If you're poed as somebody else's Meiser Sheni, so then you don't have to add a chomish, you just pay face value. Oh, so now here's the thing. If I'm poed in my own Meiser Sheni, so then I have to add a chomish. But if my friend is poed in my Meiser Sheni, well then, it would be face value. Alternatively, if I give my Meiser Sheni to my friend, also, so then I could be poed it, it's no longer mine, I could be poed it, without adding a chomish. There's different ways to do that. So in this scenario, so this guy doesn't want to pay the extra chomish, okay? So maybe we have a kasha. Oh, yo, Omer Bagerin, Reuven is standing in the granary, v'ein b'yadomos, and it just so happens to be he doesn't have any money on him. Okay, it just so happens to be he doesn't have any money on him. So he can't be poda the Meiser Sheni, because he doesn't have any money. Now, of course, he doesn't want to pay the extra chomish. So Omer Lachvero, so he says to his friend Shimon, who's over there, "Hare peiris alalu nesunim l'cho b'matone." Okay, I'm giving you this. I'm giving you the Meiser Sheni as a gift. Now it's your Meiser Sheni. It's no longer my Meiser Sheni. And now I, of course, don't have money on me now. But v'chozev Omer, and then Reuven says to Shimon, "Hare ein mechulalin." And they are, now this Meiser Sheni that are given to you are mechulal on almo sheyeshli baboyis, on the money that I have in my house. Now, so if he would have just said, okay, I'm bechal my Meiser Sheni on the money that I have in my house, he'd have to add a chomesh. So what he does is, he gives the money to his friend as a gift, and then he's mechal it onto the money, in which case it's no longer his. And he's being poured to somebody else's Meiser Sheni, so then he doesn't have to add a chomesh. Okay, fine. So now what the Gemara is going to say is that really that was a shtickle b'dieved, right? To give the Meiser Sheni to somebody else, if you're looking to get out of paying the Chomesh, there's a preferable way to get out of paying the Chomesh, which is give money, right? Instead of giving the Meiser Sheni to somebody else to get out of paying the Chomesh, just give money to somebody else and then have that person be poded for you with the money that you gave them. Okay, so the Meiser Sheni is still yours, but give them the money. They don't, okay, and then they'll be poded your Ma'aser Sheni for you, and they won't add a Chomesh. So now the thing is, in this case, he gave the Ma'aser Sheni to Shimon, Reuven gave it to Shimon, because he didn't have any money on him. If he had money on him, he could have just given the money to Shimon and said, Shimon, be poder my Ma'aser Sheni. But he didn't have money, so he couldn't do that. So now here's the question, though. So what? Ha, ha. So what that he didn't have any money on him? Chever, ever heard of a Kenyan Khalifin? Why doesn't he just take out his pen from his pocket protector and give it to Shimon and say, Shimon, pick up my pen, right? Fakert. He says, Shimon, you have a pen in your pocket protector. Give me the pen and I'll give you my money. And then Shimon would acquire the money via Khalifin. And now it's Shimon's money. Shimon can say, okay, Reuven's Ma'aser Sheni is mechulal on the money, on this money that was just Khalifined over to me. The shahad is, why don't we say that? You know why we don't say it? Because money cannot be acquired via Khalifin, because if it could have been, then Reuven would have done that. Okay, I just did a lot of explaining outside. Maybe I could have read it inside, but that's exactly what the Gemara is going to say, okay? So, right? So let's start from the beginning. Meisiv Avakasha. Oyo Omi Bagerin. Reuven standing in a granary, and in the granary there's Ma'aser Sheni, and he doesn't want to be poded the Ma'aser Sheni himself, because then he has to add a chomesh, so he wants Shimon to be poded for him. Vein biadumos, he doesn't have any money, so because he doesn't have any money, so he can't give the money to Shimon, so instead he gives the Ma'aser Sheni to Shimon. Omer lachavero, so Reuven says to Shimon, harei peiris halal nusunum l'chob matonim, I am giving you the Ma'aser Sheni as a gift. V'chozer v'omer, and then Reuven says, "Harei hein, the Ma'aser Sheni that I just gave you, and it's your Ma'aser Sheni, is mechulol almos sheyesh li babayis, are now mechulol, the kedusha is being transferred on to the money that I have in my house, and because now Reuven's bets and being poda Shimon's Ma'aser Sheni, so he doesn't need to pay the chomesh now." Taima, the reason why Shimon, Reuven gave the Ma'aser Sheni to Shimon rather than giving money to Shimon is the Ein Biyadomos, because he doesn't have any money. That would have been preferable to just give Shimon money, but he didn't have money on him. Ha'im Yesh Biyadomos, but if Reuven would have had money on him, Liknei Luhu, Le'idach B'Meshicha, so then preferably, he would have given the money, the cash, to Shimon. Shimon would have acquired the money, b'mashicha. He would have picked it up, and now it belongs to Shimon. Ufarik. And then Shimon can be poed that Reuven's Ma'aser Sheni for him without the chomesh. D'hachi adif. That would be preferable than giving the Ma'aser Sheni to Shimon. Davle nochri, because Shimon would be somebody unconnected to the Ma'aser Sheni, and he would be poed that it would be poda Reuven's Ma'aser Sheni, and he wouldn't have to add the chomesh. But now here's the kicker. Here is the kicker. We just made the whole argument, I think as I said a few minutes ago, that, well, Reuven couldn't give any money to Shimon because he didn't have any cash on him. Here's the kicker. If money could be acquired via Khalifin, who cares? He must have had a pen on him. And if you say that you can acquire money via Kinyan Khalifin, Niknu le mos le'ayach agav sudr. Why? If money could be acquired by via Khalifin, then Reuven should have taken out a pen. No, fakert. Reuven should have said, Shimon, take your pen out of your pocket protector, give it to me. I'll pick it up, and then you can have my money. And then we could be poda my Ma'aser Sheni onto the money that I just gave you without the chomesh. And therefore, from the fact that apparently Reuven could not do that, it must mean that money cannot be acquired via Khalifin, because if it could, then he would have done it. And for the Gemara, you know what? I can argue that money can be acquired via Khalifin. Why didn't they do it? They didn't have Epis. They didn't have a pen. They didn't have a yarmulke. They didn't poshut have clothing. They were standing there naked in the granary. Delays le sudr. There was poshit. No, there was nothing to make a kinyan sudr with, to make a kinyan chalifin with. Okay, fine. You know what? Fine. They're standing naked in the granary. Fine. V'nikninu nia le'agav karke. Okay, so I have a different option then. Separate, nothing to do with chalifin, but the Gemara still asks. Fine, they're standing naked in the granary. I have a different idea. Reuven has money at home. Why doesn't he say to Shimon, Shimon, I'm gonna gift you a shtickle property. Bikona the property via chazaka, dig epis. You know, put a fence around it, whatever it is. And then, as we know, in the chosim she'ein lehem achrayis nikdim, in the chosim she'esh lehem achrayis, that by way of, as we know, from Masechta Kiddushin, maybe from Bava Kama also, maybe, that once, I think Davka, this sugi was in Bava Kama, I think. Where was this? We saw this. It's going to come up a little bit late in a few minutes. Mamish in like a minute. What? Yeah, Bava Kama Kuf Dalet. Anyways, so Reuven could have given Shimon some property, and then when Shimon takes ownership of the property, he can also take ownership of Mitatlin, in this case, money. So why didn't Reuven do that? Where am I? V'niknimnu nia le'agav karker. Delays le'karker. Well, Reuven doesn't have any property. Va'omid b'gerin katani. But what do you mean? We said he's in a granary. B'gorin she'en shelo. He doesn't own the granary. He's using it, but he doesn't own it. But now, frek the Gemara. One second. So, you really expect me to believe. You really expect me to believe that money can be acquired via chalifin. The only reason why they didn't do it in this case is because the mamish both standing there naked in a granary. That's why. V'ichbol tani lashminun gavra atiloi delays levi lo klum. The Mishnah really is teaching me a halacha in a situation when you have two people standing in a granary that doesn't belong to them and they're trying to get out of Meister Sheni. This is what the Mishnah is teaching me about? No, it isn't. No, Shmamino. They're not, it's not talking about two naked people standing in a granary. It's talking about two clothed people standing in a granary who cannot acquire money via chalifin because money cannot be acquired via chalifin. And even Rav Pape, who began today's daf with Rav Pape, who says that even though money cannot be the chalifin thingy, but it can be acquired via chalifin, Rav Pape actually also retracted to say that money cannot be acquired via chalifin. Ki other Rav Pape, like the incident with Rav Pape that we've seen in Bava Kama, havelei tracer alfei dinrei bechazoi, he had 12,000 coins by the chazoi, and he wanted to get them back. Now he wasn't traveling to bechazoi. But Akninu Lev Shmuel Bar Acha. So Rav Shmuel Bar Acha was going there. So he says, "Hey, Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, can you pick up my 12,000 coins for me?" But in order to make sure that the people Bechozoi would give the 12,000 coins to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, he gave them to him as a gift. So now Rav Papa is, I don't know where they live, in Nairish or something. The money is in Bechozoi, and Rav Papa gave the money to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha as a gift. So now Shmuel Bar Acha owns the money so that he can say, hey, you know, when he goes to Bechozoi, he could say, hey, you know, I've come to pick up my money. You know, Rav Papa gave me the money, it's mine. I've come to pick it up, and that way they'll give it to him because, you know, if it still belongs to Rav Papa, they'll be concerned. What if something happens to it on the way? Then they'll be on the line. But once it's already given to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, so then they're giving it to the owner. So how did, right? So again, so Rav Papa is where he lives, I think maybe in Irish, and the money is in Bechozoi. How did Rav Papa transfer the money to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha? Agava sipa de base. He gave, wait, what's this? Is this? Oops. He gave it, one second. Okay. He gave it. So he transferred the money to Rav Papa by Rav Papa transferred the money to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha by giving him a shtickle karke, and then once Rav Shmuel Bar Acha takes ownership of the karke, he can oichit take ownership of the 12,000 coins. So we see that Rav Papa Davka gave him shtickle property in order to transfer the money to him. It would have been much easier for him to just say to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, look, can you take out a pen? Give me the pen and I'll give you the money. Right, if he could have done a kinyan khalif, and that would have been easier than giving him property. But so nafak laipiad tovech, and when Rav Shmuel Bar Acha came back with his 12,000 zuz, Rav Papa went out to greet him. He was very happy to see him with the 12,000 zuz. But the reason why, right, it would have been easier. So okay, we start off the daf by saying that according to Rav Papa, money can be acquired by a khalifin. If that's the case, then it would have been much easier for him to transfer the money to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha via a kinyan khalifin. Why didn't he do that? It must be that even Rav Papa also changed opinions to hold that money cannot be acquired via khalifin. Okay, so now, We started off this whole sugya yesterday with the machlokas between Rav and Levi about can a coin be used as the khalifin thingy. One opinion says yes, the other opinion says no. V'chein Omer, Ula says Ula, ain matbea naise khalifin. A coin cannot be the khalifin thingy. V'chein Omer, Reb Asi, and so says Reb Asi, ain matbea naise khalifin. A coin cannot be the khalifin thingy. V'chein Omer, Rav Babachano, Amr B'Yechanon, Ein Matbeya Naisei Khalifin. And also Rabbi Bachana says, name of B'Yechanon, that a coin cannot be the Khalifin thingy. Okay. Did I just get bit by a mosquito? I really hope not. Any mosquito fans at Babylon Talmud? Any mosquito fans at Babylon Talmud? Eizvei Reb Abba L'Ula. However, Reb Abba asks Akasha to Ula. Harishahoyo Chamorov Ufayalov Tovin Oisoi Bashuk. Alright, so you have a guy, he's an employer, and he employs workers, he employs donkey drivers, and it's payroll time, and he needs to pay them. So Harishahoyo Chamorov Ufayalov Tovin Oisoi Bashuk. So his donkey drivers and his workers are you know approaching him in Shuk Machne Yehuda and saying, hey, we need to get paid. Vamr the Shulchani, so he says to one of the money changers over there, Tain li bedinar ma'os, give me a dinar's worth of copper coins. Va'afarn the same, so that I could pay for payroll. Va'ani ele l'cho, and I will, you know, give you back, I will return the money to you, Mr. Money Changer. Yofed dinar vitrisis mimoshi eshli bebesi. Interesting. And I will return to you the dinar plus a little bit more. I have this money in my house, I just don't have it on me right now. Just give me a dinar now so that I can pay these people. And at home I have a dinar, I'll give you a dinar and even a little bit more. So now, I think everybody might be wondering, wait, isn't that interest? So, Chevra, we're going to get the next parak that we're going to learn in about 3 weeks, I think we're going to get there. 3 weeks? 2 weeks, I think we're going to get there. Called Ezu Neshech. I'm very intimidated by Ezu Neshech. It talks about interest. Interest seems like a very tricky concept. But, so we're going to learn about interest. We're going to learn about interest. So Rashi points out, if I understand correctly, the Indian with interest is what interest is that it's, you know, if Shimon lends Reuven $1,000, and obviously the expectation is Reuven's going to spend that $1,000, and Shimon says, okay, in 6 months from now, pay me back $1,100. So the reason why that would be interest is because Shimon is charging Reuven for the fact that he had to wait around for it, right? Meaning he's giving him $1,000 now and he's only going to get it back in 6 months from now because Shimon had to wait around for it, so he's adding more money. That would be interest. In this case, Shimon doesn't have to wait around at all because Reuven has the money, right? Meaning the employer who goes to the money changer and says, hey, I just need some money quick to make payroll, but I have money at home. I'll go home and I'll bring back not just what you gave me, but a little bit more than that. That would not be interest because it's not like a loan where he's spending the money and then, you know, it's going to take time to have to pay him back. That's where there's kind of interest. But over here where he has the money, it's a different story. He's just going to go home and get it for him. So im yesh lo mos, again, that might be a way oversimplification. But we're going to get to the laws of interest very, very soon. Im yesh lo mos, so if in fact this employer does have the money at home, so mutter, so that's okay. So beseder, he goes home and he gets the money, can pay him back, sort of the dinar and a little bit more. Ve'im lav osur, but if he doesn't have the money, then it's going to be osur. I think the point is that it's going to be osur because of ribis. So it's not a chalifin. Okay. Rashi says, "Emesh bebeiso, osan Moshu Omer muta kasaka daite can enter your mind. The chayim the yeshlo havlu chalifin. That if he has it, then it becomes a kinyan chalifin deichlif elu beelu. But if he doesn't, then it's not a kinyan chalifin. And I think the point is that it would be a problem of interest. So where am I? So Yeshlomo's mutter, so if this employer has the money at home, I don't know what I just said, but if he has the money at home, so then it's mutter, it's permitted. If he doesn't have the money at home, also it's not allowed. Now the assumption is that the reason how this works is that when this employer takes the money from the money changer, so he's kone the money bichalifin, so he gets the money, and then the money that he has at home belongs to the money changer. Now, where am I? V'isagadaitich, and if it enters your mind, ain mat be'naisa chalifin. But if you think that money cannot be the chalifin catalyst, the chalifin thingy, well then havile halva. Well, if that's the case, then there is no kinyan chalifin over here, and it's just a loan. The osur, and that should not be allowed because it should be interest, if I understand correctly. So the only way that this brisa makes sense is apparently if you say that that money can be used as the chalifin thingy, and therefore this employer is taking the money, and punkt, when he takes the money, his money now belongs to the money changer. So we see then that that money can be used as the chalifin thingy. Ishtik. And Ula was a shtickle stumped. But not for long. Omale, then Ula says, you know what? Dilma idi v'idi befrutotis shanu. Dileko alayu tiva. But maybe actually we're not talking about money here. Maybe we're talking about prutotos. I don't know. Prutotos are like copper coins, right? Just like an asimon, I think we talked about, is like a silver coin that hasn't been minted yet. So it's just like a round piece of silver. So that is what a prutotos are for copper coins. So he wasn't actually borrowing money. He was borrowing like unminted copper or something. I don't know why he can pay his people with that, but okay, that's what he was doing. And they're considered to be peris rather than ma'os. They're not considered money. They're considered, things that can be niknin b'chalifin. U'mishumachi niknu b'chalifin. That is why they're able to be acquired b'chalifin, because it isn't actually money. It's considered peris. Omar lei, to which Reb Abba, who asked the question, Taka says, in, yes, you're right, Dekanami, you can also infer like this, Dekatani Yofe Dinner Vitrisar. It says the equivalent of a dinner utrisar. Velokatani Dinner Yofe Utrisar. It doesn't say a dinner and a little bit more than that, right? It doesn't say that he requested a dinar from the money changer. It says Yofe Dinner, the equivalent of a dinar. But really, we were talking about these unminted copper pieces. And that's why they can be nicknamed by Khalif and Shmamina. So that's what it's talking about. Ravashi Omer says, Ravashi l'olim b'damu futatos. Okay, Ravashi says, yes, I agree that we're talking about these unminted copper. However, I agree that we're talking about unminted copper. However, where I disagree is that the employer was not acquiring it via Khalifin. Rather, came to Islay, since he has it at home, it could even be a loan that he took from the money changer, because Naise Ka'omer, Halveni Ad Sheyovo Bni, O Ad Sheemtso Mavteach. It's like the scenario where a person says, and we're going to get to this later and understand it better a little bit later, I think, but where somebody says, lend me, I think that was talking about like some wheat or something, lend, because we said you can't lend wheat for wheat because we have to worry about interest. But if he says, lend me some wheat, I have it at home, I just need to wait for my son to get home, or I just need to get my key, but in the meantime, can you lend me some wheat? In that case, it would be okay. So here also with the unminted coins, since we're talking about Paris over here, and he's saying that he has it at home, so therefore, it is acceptable even as a loan. It doesn't necessarily have to be by Khalifin. Toshma coming here. Kol anaise domim be'acher. Something that can be basically used as value. Kim chezocho ze, nischayev ze, ba'chalifin. Kol anaise dom be'acher, ma'niu matbeya. V'shmamin ma'beya anaise Khalifin. So we want to assume that we're talking about a coin over here. So that, right, so let's read that in, assuming that we're talking about a coin. So again, Toshma coming here. Kolonaisa dam bacher, something that could be used as value, a coin. Okay. So kevin shezocho ze, nischayev ze, bachalifin. Right? So let's say, Reuven is buying Shimon's cow. Okay, let's say Reuven is buying Shimon's cow. So Reuven, let's say Reuven is buying Shimon's cow. So Reuven can give Shimon a coin. Shimon picks up the coin, and now his cow belongs to Reuven. They make a barter, they make a swap. Reuven gives Shimon a coin, Shimon picks it up, and the cow now belongs to Reuven. So again, so kol anaisa dam ba'acher, anything that can be used as value, a coin. Kim chezocho ze, once Shimon picks up the coin, nischayev ze ba'chalifin, the cow now immediately belongs to Reuven. I hope I got Reuven and Shimon right, I hope. Shimon's got the cow, Reuven's buying it. I hope that's what we said. So Reuven gives Shimon a coin, Shimon picks up the coin. The cow now Mamela belongs to Reuven. And if anything happens to the cow, right? Nischayev ze b'chalifin, Reuven is now chayev if anything happens to the cow that he acquired via chalifin. So kol anaisa dam be'acher, my new, what is this thing that could be used as value as the chalifin thingy? Matbeya, a coin, v'shmamina matbeya anaisa chalifin. So new, can't we say, don't we see from here that a coin can be used as the chalifin thingy? Reviewda says no, this does not prove that a coin can be used as the Khalifin thingy. Kol anishom domim be'acher. Rather says Rav Yehuda that something that can be evaluated as a value be'acher, something that can be evaluated as value, kem chezocho ze nischayev ze b'chalifin. Meaning, for example, like a cow, right? A cow, you could potentially use a cow as payment, right? Right. I could say, hey, I have a cow. Can I pay you by giving you my cow? Meaning, we evaluate the value of the cow, and a cow could be used as payment. So we're not talking about money. We're talking about things that could be evaluated and then used as payment. So I call a nishom dam b'acher, something that could be evaluated as something that can be given as value, right, as payment to for something else. Kim chezocho ze. So then, if you want to use something like a cow for chalifin, So then once, so let's say in this case, Reuven has a cow and Shimon has a donkey and they want to make a barter, they want to make a swap, right? So Shimon can go to Reuven's house, give a tug to his cow. Shimon's got a donkey, Reuven's got a cow. They want to switch. So Shimon goes to Reuven's house, gives a pull to Reuven's cow, and now Reuven owns Shimon's donkey. Right? Called Nisham Dom Ba'acher, something that can be used as value somewhere else. For example, a cow. Kim Shizochoze, once Shimon gives a tug to the cow, Nischaivze Ba'chalifin, Reuven now owns the donkey, and if anything happens to the donkey, it's Reuven's, it's his problem. Hachinami Mestavro, and this taka makes sense to say that we're talking about animals, for example, right? They're not talking about money, that we're talking about payers, things that can be used as value. Midikatani Sefer, because the Mishnah and Kiddush, the Mishnah and Kiddushin, I think. Right? It's a Mishnah and Kiddushin, I think. That the Midikatani Sefer, they continue. Sorry, Babylon. Midikatani Sefer, that it then continues. Ketzad, tell me more. How does this work with this, thing that could be used as value, chalifin? Well, hechlif shor bipar. If you swapped a ox for a cow, or chomer bishor, or a donkey for an ox, right? It's like the example I gave, although the example I gave isn't quite, I was talking about a donkey and a cow. Over here, the options are a cow and an ox, or a donkey and an ox. I said a donkey and a cow, but I think the donkey and the cow would work just fine. So Shimon gives a tug on Reuven's cow, and Reuven now owns Shimon's donkey. Shmamina. So there you go. It's not talking about money being used as the chalifin thingy. It's talking about cows and things, payers. And that which we thought initially to say, that it's talking about money being used as the chalifin thingy. Well then, my Kate said, how do you understand the seifa of the Mishnah where it starts describing not money being used as the chalifin thingy, but animals being used as the chalifin thingy? So clearly we're not talking about using money as the chalifin thingy. So what were we thinking initially? So Achika Omar, this is how we would have initially explained the Mishnah. Uferi nami abde chalifin, and in addition to using money as the chalifin thingy, you can use peiris oichit as the chalifin thingy. Ketzad, how so? Hechlif shor biparo, chomer bishor, if you barter a ox for a cow or a donkey for an ox. Okay, fine. Now, the fact that we just talked about using animals as the chalifin thingy, so that obviously means that the Mishnah is saying that animals can in fact be used as the chalifin thingy. But as we mentioned earlier, Rav Nachman would not agree with that. Rav Nachman says, kelim, vessels, are what you need. A pen, right? A vessel is what you need to be the chalifin thingy, not an animal, not peiris. So nichal of sheshes, this makes sense according to Rav Sheshes, Dama Peri Avde Chalifin, who says that you can use peiris for chalifin, such as a cow. Elur of Nachman, Domar Kli in Aval Peire Loyav de Chalifin. But what about according to Rav Nachman, who says that fruits cannot be used for Chalifin? Animals cannot be used for Chalifin. Then how does he understand this Mishnah, which is talking about animals being used for Chalifin? So my case said, how does he understand the Sefer of the Mishnah that talks about animals being used for Chalifin? Hochika Omar. Thus is how Rav Nachman explains the Mishnah. Yesh domim shehein kachalifin. Ketzad echlif dmei shor bipore. O dmei chomer bishor. My time with Rav Nachman tzoblik Rav Yochanan. Domer dvay Torah mos konus. Mpnei ma'omer mishicha kona. Gizere shem yomar lo. Nisifu chitecho ba'aliyo umilsa deshchicha gozu be'rabonon, milsa deshchicha lo gozu be'rabonon. Shnaikis. Cheva, where to start? Where to start? Where to start? this is where we're going to start. 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 Wow. This is going to be a mission, so much so that I'm going to pause the video for a second. Wow. There are so many layers to what we just learned. There's like a bunch of layers. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about Kinyan Midoraisa. There's a concept that we've learned about in the past. I think at least twice. The concept of Nisifu Chitecha Baliyah. And then that is all to get back to the opinion of Rav Nachman and how he understands this Mishnah. Let us start with the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about Kinyanim. We're going to learn about it, I think, maybe tomorrow. Rabbi Yochanan says that midai raise, money can make a kinyan. Midai raise, right? We've been talking about since the beginning of Perek Hazov that a guy walks into a gold store, and he says, "I want to buy gold." If he gives his silver money to the goldmonger, and the goldmonger picks up the silver, we said that it doesn't. That's not a kinyan yet. It's not a kinyan until the purchaser picks up the gold, right? That's what we've been saying. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that's not true. According to Rabbi Yochanan, mida oraisa, money is kone. Mida oraisa, when the buyer gives the money to the goldmonger, and the goldmonger picks up the money, and he owns, and now it's his money, the purchaser owns the, right, the kinyan's done. It's now the purchaser's gold. Or if I go to a pizza shop, and I haven't yet picked up the pizza, but I already paid the pizza monger, it's my pizza now. So, that's mida oraisa. Okay. Kind of in a certain sense, maybe it would have made sense to start with Rish Lakish because there's more to Rabbi Yochanan's thing. Because then why do we say no? I think we'll get back to that. First, I just want to explain Rish Lakish, then we'll get back to Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish disagrees and says, no way, no how. When I go to the pizza shop and I give money to the pizza monger, that means absolutely nothing. Midoraisa means absolutely nothing. It's the Meshicha. It's when I pick up the pizza. That is when the kinyan happens. That's when I own it, according to Rish Lakish. Okay, so money is nothing. The Meshicha is what you need. So now back to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that mida oraisa, when I pay the pizza monger, it's my pizza now. Even though I haven't picked it up yet, I pay the pizza monger, it's my pizza, mida oraisa. So why do we say, don't do that? Why do we say that the kinyan happens when I pick up the pizza? Because we're concerned about the concept of nisifu chitecha ba'aliyah. We've seen this before. That if a person goes to buy wheat, okay, guy goes, he buys 10 kilos of wheat, and he pays the wheat monger. It's $100. He pays $100 to the wheat monger, and now he owns 10 kilos of wheat. Now, mida oraisa, he paid the wheat monger. The buyer, the purchaser, owns the wheat. The thing is, he hasn't picked it up yet. And maybe he says, you know what, Mr. Wheatmonger, can I leave my wheat? I'm going to leave my wheat with you. I own it, it's mine, but I'm going to leave it with you, and you know, I'll pick it up another time. A fire breaks out. There's no incentive for the wheatmonger to save this wheat. It's not his. Why should he be most in effort to save the buyer's wheat? It's the buyer's wheat now. The buyer already paid him. It's not his. The loss isn't going to be his. So he's not going to be most nefesh to save the wheat. So therefore, in order to prevent such a scenario, we say, you know what? Even though we do oraisa, when the purchaser gives the money to the wheatmonger, he owns the wheat at that point. But we say, you know what? The kinyan really only happens once he takes it. That way, so long as the purchaser has not taken his wheat, technically, it still belongs to the wheatmonger. And if it increases in value, technically the wheatmonger can say to the purchaser, forget it, I changed my mind, I don't want the sale to happen because the purchaser hasn't yet made a kinyan mashiach yet. So the wheat monger, if it goes up in value, he could potentially say, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't want to sell it. And then he has incentive to save the wheat in the event of a fire. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, mida oraisa, money is kone, but we're concerned that if money is kone, well then, if the buyer then doesn't actually then take it, well then we'll be concerned about nisifu chitecha baliyah. Okay. That is all to get to the case of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that peiris cannot be used in a kinyan chalifin. Right? Animals cannot be used in a kinyan chalifin. The example that I had given earlier, Reuven has a cow, Shimon has a donkey. Shimon goes to Reuven's cow, gives a tug to Reuven's cow. Now Reuven owns Shimon's donkey. According to Rav Nachman, that doesn't work because cows and donkey, right, a cow can't be used as the chalifin thingy. According to Rav Nachman. So then how does he explain the Mishnah? The Mishnah seems to be assuming that cows can be used as the chalifin thingy and oxen and the donkeys. This is how Rav Nachman explains the Mishnah. He says, you know what it's talking about? It's talking about Reuven has an ox. Reuven has an ox. Givaldi. Shimon buys that ox. No kinyan chalifin, a regular kinyan. Shimon says to Reuven, you have an ox. I am interested in buying your ox. Reuven says, fine, $1,000. Shimon says, Givaldik, $1,000 sounds great. Shimon goes to Reuven's ox, gives it a tug. It now belongs to Shimon. Shimon now needs to pay Reuven $1,000. Shimon then says to Reuven, Reuven, how about this? Instead of paying you $1,000, I have a cow. The cow is $1,000. Would you be interested in my cow? And Reuven says, sure, that sounds good. So, Be'etzem, here's the thing. Shimon owed Reuven $1,000. Reuven, right, Shimon owed Reuven $1,000. Reuven is acquiring Shimon's cow by basically, right, with that money that he's owed, right? Shimon owes Reuven $1,000. Reuven is basically acquiring Shimon's cow with those $1,000 that he's saying, you know, keep the $1,000, I'm going to use that to buy your cow from you. So basically, Reuven is acquiring Shimon's cow with money. So again, what's the case? Shimon had just bought Reuven's ox. Shimon therefore owed Reuven $1,000. Shimon says to Reuven, hey, instead of paying you $1,000, do you want my cow? Reuven says, yes, I do. Instead of paying me $1,000, I'm going to use those $1,000 to buy your cow from you. And now the cow belongs to Reuven. So Reuven acquired Shimon's cow with money. And Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yochanan, who says that you can acquire things mida oraisa with money. But the rabbi said, don't do that because we're concerned about the scenario of nisifu chitecha baliyah. But the rabbis only say that in common scenarios, like going to Shuk Machna Yehuda and buying from a bread monger or a wheat monger or whatever. That's the common case. As you can imagine, the case of Shimon buying Reuven's ox and then saying, instead of me paying you money, why don't you take my cow? And then he says, sure, and he is Michael the Mutt. That's a less common thing, and the rabbis didn't make the gzera there. So therefore, in that case, Reuven, it's no problem. Reuven can acquire Shimon's cow with money. So, Back in the Gemara. Said the Rav Nachman, so according to Rav Nachman, the Amr Kli in Aval Peire Lo, that only vessels can be used to, right, as the Khalifan thingy, but not fruits. Well then, Aval Peire Lo Avdi Khalifan, my Ketzad, how does Rav Nachman explain the Mishnah that talks about animals being used for Khalifan? So Hochi Ka'amar, this is how to explain the Mishnah according to Rav Nachman. Yesh domim shehen kachalifin. You can have money, the $1,000 that Shimon owes Reuven in this case, shehen kachalifin, that can be a valid kinyan, just like chalifin are. What is this money that is a valid kinyan just like chalifin? Ketzad, how is this? Well, hechlif demei shor bipare. If the $1,000 that Shimon had to pay Reuven for his ox, Reuven decided to spend that $1,000 to buy Shimon's cow from him, od mechon v'shor, or if the same thing was between a donkey and an ox, my zeu. So that is the scenario that the Mishnah is talking about. My time with Rav Nachman. Why does Rav Nachman say that that works? So v'lok Reb Yochanan, because he holds like Reb Yochanan, Dar Mitzvah Torah, who says midoraisa ma'os konus, midoraisa money can be kone, and therefore he Reuven is being kone Shimon's cow with $1,000 with money. So if midoraisa money is kone, then why do the rabbis say that money is not kone and instead do a kinyan mishicha? Because gezeira shema yomar lo nisfuchi techa balia. We're concerned about the situation with the wheat monger, that if the purchaser gives him money, and if the wheat now belongs to the purchaser, even though he hasn't done a kinyan mishicha, and then there's a fire, and then the wheat monger has no incentive to save it. So that is why the chachamim say that the kinyan only happens once the purchaser actually takes it. But the rabbis only made this gezeira that money does not work as a kinyan, that gezeira is only by common acquisitions. But less common scenarios, the rabbis did not make gezeiras about those. The rabbis did not make gezeiras about those, and therefore you can be kona with the money. Where am I? So Musa de Shricha Gazu Be Rabbanim, Musa de Shricha Lo Gazu Be Rabbanim. Ul Rish Lakish. Now what about according to Rish Lakish, right? We just said that Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yochanan. How would Rish Lakish, who says that money does not, right, is not a kinyan at all. So if Rish Lakish holds like Rav Nachman, that you cannot use peiris for a kinyan chalifin, and money is not kone midoraisa, well then how would he explain the Mishnah with the cows and chalifin and stuff? Well, Rish Lakish d'omer mishicha mifareshes min haTorah. According to Rish Lakish, who says that midoraisa money is not kone midoraisa, you need a kinyan mishicha. So anicha yisavela. Okay, so if he holds like Rav Sheshes, that Peiris can be used for Khalifin, so that's how he understands the Mishnah, that it's talking about Peiris being used for Khalifin. Mentaris like Rav Sheshes, Seder. Eli Yisov like Rav Nachman, but if he holds like Rav Nachman, that Peiris cannot be used for Khalifin, and he also does not hold that money can be used for a Kinyan, right, and also matbeya lo kani eichim mitaritzla. Then how can Rish Lakish then explain the Mishnah? Al korech kriv sheishes mitaritzla. Clearly, then Rav Nachman must hold. Rish Lakish must hold like Rav Sheishes when it comes to chalifin, that peiris can be used for chalifin, and therefore he explains the Mishnah that is just talking about making a kinyan chalifin with different kinds of animals and things. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah called Metaltalin Konin Ze Es Ze, so we learned in our Mishnah that all Metaltalin, all movable objects can be Kone each other. V'amr Rish Lakish v'afilu kis male mos, v'kis male mos. And Rish Lakish says even a sack, a wallet, something filled with coins can be swapped for another one filled with coins. I.e., it sounds like a kinyan chalif and being done with money. Tigma Rav Acha. Rav Acha says no. Bedina anko v'anigro. It's talking about different money that is invalid. So therefore, it is an actual currency. Echad shepasalto malchus v'echad shepasalto medina. One of these bags of money was possible because the king said that it can't be used anywhere in the kingdom. V'echad shepasalto medina, and one of them, the state had said that these currency is no longer accepted. Utsricha, we need both about the kingdom and about the state. The Ashminim Psalto Malchus, if you'd only know about the scenario where the kingdom made it invalid, Mishum de losagi klal, I would say, okay, so it's not considered money because if the kingdom makes it invalid, it can't be used anywhere in the kingdom. Hava Psalto Medina, but if only the state made it possible, the sagile b'medina achrise, where you could still use these coins in other states, ema katimat beyu, ein matbeya nikne b'chalifin, then I might think, well, that would still be considered a coin since it's usable in other states and it cannot be used for chalifin. So therefore, we have to teach that no, even those can be used for chalifin. V'yashmu inon. They can use b'chalifim because they're not considered coins. V'yashminim psal to medina. If we only had the scenario of the state, mishum dil sagi lei lo b'tzinav lo b'fayasya. Because when the state invalidates a coin, nobody uses it at all, not for anything. Av psal to malchus, when the kingdom makes it possible, the sagi lei b'tzino, the people still end up using it in private. So emakati matbeahu. So I might think that it's still considered a coin. And coins cannot be used for khalifin. Therefore, we need both of them to say that in both scenarios, whether it's been invalidated by the kingdom or by the state, they cannot. They are not considered coins, and they can be used for khalifin. Wow, chaver, that was daf mem vav of mesechta bava metzia. Another awesome daf. We started off by saying that. Right, so we're in the middle of this machlokas, this discussion about can you use coins as the chalifin thingy. One opinion says yes, the other one says no. We seem to be saying basically that coins cannot be used as the chalifin thingy. And initially, Rav Papa wanted to say that, okay, so you can't use coins as the chalifin thingy, but you can acquire money via chalifin, but we ended up saying no, that doesn't seem to be the case either. Very, very interesting stuff. Along the way, we learned about the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about how exactly kinyanim work midoraisa. We're going to get into that more. Nisifu chitecha v'aliyah. Lots of stuff on daf mem vav, I think, of mesechta bava metzia. We will catch you tomorrow for daf mem zayin. Another great daf. All the dafs of bava metzia are incredible. So far, peace out.